Hey y'all, it's Kelly, and you're listening to And Now We Said It. This week, we are beginning to recap season 3 of The Real Housewives of New York. As always, I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Lainey, who I hope to make snort laugh a few times today. Hey, Lainey, what's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Just, you know, living the dream. Or like, aren't you just supposed to say that? Like,
that was really convincing the way you just said that.
I feel like you're supposed to say, like,
living the dream.
Things are great. Yeah, bye. Yeah, bye.
How was your week?
It was good. I was very busy doing work stuff. I had a few auditions. I wrote a scene in a screenplay that was an audition. So I'm waiting to hear back about that. Yeah, I was very excited. I completely redid my blog.
Oh, yeah?
Completely redid it. It's up and running, but still kind of beta because I'm trying to learn how to do the RSS feeds on the podcast page. And I don't know if I can use...
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, so basically it would be for people that go on my website to automatically get to the podcast. But from my site.
Right.
So I just got to figure out, I don't know. But other than that, I started writing a new blog post for it to get up there, but I spent probably like a solid 5 hours redoing it, and I had a good birthday, and yeah.
That's right. You are a year older.
Full orbit older.
How does that feel?
The same.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
I think after 22, birthdays are bullshit.
I mean, I'm happy that I'm getting older. I'm blessed. You know, with me and my sicknesses, any day I could croak.
Yeah.
But, when you're, an adult, you have kids that you're kind of looking out for, cleaning and chores, and birthdays become a little less fun.
This is a little morbid, but, like, if you ever do die mid-podcast, like you just like do I just keep going?
Yes, and also am I gonna look like a possum when I die? What the fuck was that? Like
I'm not even gonna turn off my Zoom feed. I'm just gonna like leave you there like till after I'm done, and then I'm gonna call John and be like, you might want to go check on her.
Just close her eyelids, just close them. Have her go down the River Styx, throw some pennies in there. That's a history joke for all of you that are out there. You're listening to 98.7 with... All right, anyways. So, how was your week? Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, but good. I don't remember most of it right now.
I feel like...
Nothing of note, let's put it that way.
Busy but good. I'll take that any day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to start out by saying for this week's episode, my lovely, handsome, very masculine boyfriend, John.
Mm-hmm.
Before he went to work tonight, I was watching the end of the first episode again for my notes. And the whole Luann and Bethany scene, he was in the fetal position. He was so uncomfortable. He could not handle it. He was like hardcore fetal position. Like, oh my God, I can't watch. I can't watch. I can't watch. I'm like, you have to watch. It's like a train wreck. Like, I'm like the abusive, I don't know, father in a movie where I'm like, don't take your eyes off the TV. And he's like, I can't do it. This is awful. This is so awkward.
It was, I mean, we'll get to it,
yeah.
But
yeah,
I've had these conversations where someone is just like decided that you're going to be wrong no matter what you say in that moment.
Oh yeah.
And they won't let you speak. And they just like,
it's Kelly Benzema.
You're getting called. Yeah. Yeah. But like you're getting called self-centered in that moment. But then everything you're saying kind of to respond to being called self-centered is the most self-centered response ever.
Of all time. We'll get to it. So it's Labor Day weekend. And we're starting off in the Hamptons.
Wait, I'm going to go back to the last season highlights because I don't have a lot to say on it, but I think it's important to remember what happened last season sometimes because people have really short memories.
You realize we recapped it last week, right? This isn't like an actual full season.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to eat my Twix bar while
right,
I go through
right.
it.
But people still have really... Ooh, Twix. Mm. Is that the right one or the left one?
Right. Also,
Oh, nice.
Stole it from our candy bag that we're giving trick-or-treaters. So I've been eating for like 3 days.
Is trick-or-treating still happening this year?
Mm. All right, so recap away.
I know Salem is canceled. Yeah, so... I just, if you're watching along with us, just like pay special attention to the last season highlights because certain people behave like absolute assholes and it's all going to come. I put a lot of pins and stuff for last season, right?
Sure
so
did.
It's all going to come to pass.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, also I want to give props to the outfits in this opener because they really improved over 2 seasons.
You know, it's
over 3 seasons.
Funny because I only watched the second half of it recently because I had already watched the first half and I was like, I'm not watching another Ramona meltdown. I know what happened in the boat. But I wish that I did go back because now my Hulu, because I have Disney for the kids, doesn't let me do ad free. If I want to do ad free Hulu with Disney, it's like $20 a month, and that's a hard no.
Yeah.
So, and now I have commercials again, so it's like I'm not going to go back. I don't know. Whatever. I digress. But because I watched the beginning half like 2 weeks ago, I didn't pay attention to the outfits, and I should have. So I'll do that for next week.
Okay. So I'll let you get back to your opening of the first scene there where I interrupted you.
Oh no, I was just gonna say it's Labor Day weekend in the Hamptons. Ramona rented a boat and invited Jill, Luann, and Alex, I believe, on it. And Ramona was just, I mean, it looked like she was having a full bipolar meltdown. Like it was up, down, up, down, up, down.
I have a lot of thoughts.
I would love to hear them. That's why we're here. This is our platform to discuss our thoughts and go.
Well, first, Jill is instantly jealous of Ramona because she can actually look good in that teeny tiny. What is that? The itsy bitsy teeny weeny little polka dot.
Yellow polka dot.
But it was a polka dot. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I fucked it up.
Well, they had most of it.
Yeah. Because the whole, I don't know. I say catty shit, but like, if a woman actually looks good in a bathing suit, I'm not going to shit on her for it.
No.
She looks bad in it, I probably will, because I'm a catty asshole, but.
I thought you were just going to say I'm a catty hag. And I was like.
I'm a catty hag.
Like, I don't think so, but now I'm going to call you that. I don't think you're a hag.
I'm a catty hag.
I know, but that's my new pickup line. Hey, catty hag. How you doing? No, I agree.
And this is the first scene. Yeah.
Not yet, but, well.
She just.
About Ramona. Jill's just.
You can agree about both. It's fine.
Jill's just insufferable. If it's not her way, it's no way. And.
Yeah. Also, this is the first time Ramona renews herself, and she does it basically every other time. You're making faces at me.
I was looking to see if I wanted my Botox soon, but then I realized I'm not seeing anybody, so why?
I actually just got Botox last week because it makes me look nicer.
Jealous. I want my Botox, but...
Yeah.
Not in my budget.
I need to look nicer. But yeah, So, like, Ramona's like, I'm renewing myself. And this, like, when you first watch season three, you're like, this is great. She's renewing herself. And it happens season four, season five, season, like, every other season after.
So just like Jax, when he realizes he needs to do better from Vanderpump Rules at every reunion, and in this past reunion, they just show the clip of him saying it every single reunion since, you know, I'm really working on myself. I'm going to do better. And it's like, but are you? No, you're not. Oh, John would like to discuss hammers with you. Before I forget.
Hammers?
Hammers. He was like, I gotta talk about...
You said hammers.
I did, yep.
Does he have a specific question about hammers?
No, he just wants to talk about them with you. He said you got some really nice hammers.
He just wants to talk. He wants to talk about my hammer.
He does woodworking, so he likes to, He just said you had some really nice hammers.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been part of the S-Wing family. When I did concrete work, I had a Vaughn fiberglass because you have to hit the big steel fucking gang forms and it gives you really bad reverberation.
Like when Kelly Dodd hit Shannon Bador on the head at the sand bath?
Yes. Which David, I want to do that David. To someone someday.
David!
But yeah, so I had this hammer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I let someone borrow it, or my foreman needed to borrow it, and he comes back with it like and these are fiberglass hammers, so like if you miss it breaks, but like we wrap them in like three rolls of electrical tape.
Isn't the point of a hammer to hit something though?
Yeah, but you need, like, specifically we use these fiberglass hammers when we're doing, like, big concrete stuff because, like I said, if you use a metal hammer on and you're constantly hitting metal the entire time.
It'll reverb.
I was starting to get the worst carpal tunnel in my hand, so I switched to the fiberglass.
But how does it not break if you hit it? If you're saying it breaks when you hit it,
Most part... Yeah. Well, I mean, if you, like, hit it on the head of the hammer, it's not going to break. But, like, if you hit the shaft too many times and then the wrong way, it's going to snap in half. So we take, like, rolls of electrical tape and we wrap it like a hockey stick to kind of give it a little bit of cushion because you're inevitably going to miss. And I gave it to him and, like, 4 seconds later he comes back and he goes, I fucking broke your hammer. I was like, and they're expensive. They're like, I don't know. I think they were like $35 or something back in the day for like
a hammer
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
Which for me is inexpensive because I need it for work, but like for just the average person, it's an expensive hammer. And he goes out and he buys me a new one and literally
as he should
the next day breaks it again. He had to buy me four fucking, like it broke four fucking times and he bought me four fucking hammers.
I feel like after the second time maybe just like go another route or like give the responsibility to someone else.
I'm like, first of all, next time you go to Home Depot, get two because and then buy one for yourself, stop using mine.
Right, you just give me mine back, buy your, then you replace your own.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna call it a day there, Skip.
But
hey, good old Skip. Maybe find something better to do. I don't know. This is your calling.
I mean, he's actually a great carpenter, but it was just wicked fun. It just became this joke. I also once locked him in a porta potty and forgot about him.
That's like, ever since I saw that one episode of whatever that show was with Steve-O and was it Asshole or Ass? I don't know. And they did stupid pranks.
Jackass?
Yes, Jackass.
Yeah.
And they locked Steve-O in the porta potty and then rolled him down the hill. Ever since that episode, I have this, like, this fear that that's going to happen to me. Like, I'll still use a porta potty if I need you, but I just am like, oh, God, no one move it. No one touch it. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
So I always get my own porta potty because I'm a girl.
Oh, look at you with a fancy.
Yeah, and a lot of times I'm the only girl, so it really is my personal porta potty. I was in there one day doing my business as I do.
As one does.
And all of a sudden I feel the things start to lift because we're working in a hole and they're taking it out of the hole to clean it. And I go, the fucking labor foreman right outside the thing just start dying laughing. You go, put it down, put it down.
Oh my god, I'm like gonna cry. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I'm in here. Oh my god, that is like my
yeah.
nightmare.
Thank god he heard me. That would have been really bad. But yeah.
You think? Oh my god.
So,
no, thank you.
Those are just the things that happen at work.
So, as we were saying about Jill.
So, anyhow. So, I like that she invited Alex. I like that they have a fresh start. And also, not to give too much away, but like their friendship becomes one of my favorite friendships of all time.
Yeah. I love that she didn't want to invite Bethany because she didn't want any drama, but like by not inviting Bethany, she's causing drama.
Yes. But also it's clear that Jill went around and like was like, Bethany's out. She's fucking done.
Yeah, that works so well for her too.
That's laid plan. What did you think about Jill shit talking with Joni and calling Ramona cheap?
Dumb. Like, why would you do it to one of her closest friends?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, that's what I don't like. Jill's gonna shit talk anyone. It's just Jill. Bethany will say it to your face with a fucking attitude, but she'll say it to your face. Jill just talks shit because she's a fucking, she hates herself. But I just don't know why you would, like, she's one of Ramona's closest girlfriends, so I don't know why you would pick her of all people to say something to.
I wish Joni was still on the show. Every time I see her, I'm like, oh, Joni, with your beautiful hair.
There are so many people I wish were on the show that aren't on the show.
Like who?
Bethany. Sorry, I mean current day.
True. Oh. I don't know if you had like someone specific like you wish, I don't know.
No, but I'm excited to see Sonia.
Aviva Drescher was still on.
No.
I know.
I do like Heather Thompson.
I know, the first.
I know. I like her. Hello!
I can't.
It's gonna be so fun.
I lose respect for you every time you do that.
It's gonna be so fun. It makes me love myself even more. Oh my god. Hello. Hi.
No.
Would you rather me do hi or hello? Which one's worse?
I prefer the hi because every time I hear it, I go, ugh, like a horn.
Hi. Really gotta get up there in my, as us voice actors call it, our mask.
Yes.
Okay, so.
So Jill pulls out the sob story about how Bethany hurt her.
Well, real quick, what did Ramona do to piss Joni off?
I don't know. I wasn't paying. I don't think she pissed her off. I think she was just like, oh, you know, that like this one weird thing did happen that maybe she is a little bit cheap.
Yeah, it just seemed, I mean, A, it seemed weird that Jill picked her to talk about it because they are like really, really good friends and like IRL in real life. But then Joni was like kind of also talking shit and I was like, well, that's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that really happens in real life, too, or, like, if you're in that situation and you're really good friends, but, like, the side convo is like, oh, my God, I wanted to fucking smack her the other night, you know?
Oh, I totally get that. I have been in some situations where I'm like, wow, she was, what is the deal? Like, Who is it? Yeah. Seinfeld, when he's like, what's the deal with pineapples? Or whatever he says. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how I feel sometimes. But it just felt...
Is that what you... Is that, like, you think Seinfeld's greatest bit? What's the deal with pineapples?
No, it was just pineapple was the first word that came out of my mouth. I couldn't think of... They're not a pine, and they're not an apple. So why are they called pineapples? Fucking no. I'm just, you know, sitting here living the dream. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, I've actually, like, been in a group of friends and been texting someone in the group of friends talking shit about another person in the group of friends.
If you're a girl, if you're a girl and you haven't done that, then someone's definitely done it about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the thing is if I talk shit, I, like, if someone, people, I have talked shit in life and people come up to me. Because if you talk shit about someone, you got to believe that it's going to go right back to them. Like, you have to do it with that mentality. Mm-hmm. And there have been a couple times where people have said it to me and I'm like, yeah, I was being a catty bitch and I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said it. And then there are other times where people say it to me and I'm like, yeah, I said that.
Right. I mean, most of the time I'll be like.
It's just the end of the sentence.
Right. Like, yep. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no, I said it. No, I'm not.
That's exactly how I feel.
I'm not apologizing saying you're right. I'm just saying you're right. I did say it. But there are times where I was like, so, like last week with John, about that.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, oops. So I was listening to last week's episode and I sounded like Kelly Ben Simone. I sounded like I was on, like if you were listening on 2x speed on the podcast, like I was like, I'm like, is this on, like, the regular speed? Did I accidentally speed it? That's just how I'm talking. Okay. Okay.
I can't remember if you sound... It wasn't noticeable... Openly noticeable to me.
I think it was the double rose quartz.
It might have been the double rose. That's too much positivity.
It was coming out of me like the Exorcist when she was projectile vomiting, except it was just massive amounts of talking. It was a verbal exorcism, if you will.
Yeah.
What do we think? Do we think about the countless comment that Mario said?
I mean, why is that a thing? Other than Jill and Luann basically got together and were like, we're going to take this thing over this year. So they just decided to have, like, all sorts of problems with everybody and just to kind of, you know, like... show dominance. Mm-hmm. And because Bethany's not in the mix, they don't know how to do it well. Yep. You know, so yeah, like, who the fuck you know what, if you're gonna spend that much time being upset about that comment, you are countless. Sorry.
I just, like,
also Mario, you had cuntus just hanging there like a fucking fruit on the vine and you went with countless, which isn't even funny.
I mean, he could have said countless and we're just not allowed to hear it because, you know, TV.
Yeah.
I hope he did. He didn't. He definitely said countless because he's not that good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The cuntest.
I was explaining, you know how they do, like, this season, they do, like, little snippets? It was right before John was going to work and I was explaining because it showed the vow renewal. And I was like, anytime you see a vow renewal, bad news is to follow. Never have a vow renewal.
Kiss of death.
It is a kiss of death.
Although, knock on wood, Stephanie Holman and Travis are still going strong. So
maybe they'll break the curse.
I hope so, because I love her.
No, she's sweet.
You don't watch Dallas.
No, but
Dallas.
I know she. I mean, I know most of them. I don't like Brandy. Yeah. Brandy? The redhead?
I don't like Brandy either, but... Yeah, but I don't like Brandy, but I have to say I feel really tolerable for her right now. Her daughter was in a major car accident with her mother-in-law, and the mother-in-law passed away in the car accident. I guess, I don't know what the status of the kid is, like, health-wise, but I guess it's been really bad. So as much as I don't like her, I definitely feel for her.
Me not liking her has everything to do with who she is on TV, not as a human in real life. That's awful.
Yeah. I just don't like that she talks like this all the time.
I don't know.
Because Why do you just, why can't you use your diaphragm and your vocal cords
Because
to make a sound that works?
that's how the Kardashians decided to change how people talk. Like, if you listen to the first season of the Kardashians, they talk like normal people like this, and then all of a sudden they're like, I'm Kim Kardashian West, and many of you have been asking about my skin. Like, you're not Marilyn Monroe. Get the fuck out. But now all the people on Instagram, all the people everywhere that think they're influencers or whatever, they have that like in your chest, breathy.
Breathy,
Yeah, but it's
girly.
like monotone at the same time. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. It's like
I knew a broad who, I mean, she had like a voice, not necessarily maybe as deep as mine, but like similar. And but like let's just say the most romantic story she ever read was Jane Eyre, which is the least romantic story ever, by the way.
Yikes.
And yeah.
That's a hard yikes.
And so she would always be like, "Lady, oh my God, it's so good to see you." And I was like, no, we're not doing." And so I was very, very standoffish with her, but like she used to just walk up to me and like give me hugs without my permission. She would kiss me atop my head. And
Oh, that's
on
so
three
weird.
occasions, yeah. And on like three separate occasions, I was like, no more. I'm not touchy-feely. It makes me uncomfortable. Please don't do that. And she wouldn't listen. And after the third time, I got really angry and I said, do not ever fucking touch me again. We're not friends. Like, we are not friends like
We
that.
are not
We are people who
friends.
kind of know each other. Yeah, I just like, sorry, I'm gonna be a
No,
bitch.
you warned
I asked
her,
you nicely three
right?
times.
It's like a child.
Yeah, and she went to a mutual friend and she's like, Lainey's so mean to me. I don't know why. I always try to be so nice. And I got a talking to about being mean to her. And I go, fuck that bitch. I go, I will treat her however the fuck I want. I don't feel bad. I go, she doesn't respect my space. She doesn't respect my wishes. I don't give a fuck. I don't like her. Get her the fuck away from me. And I haven't talked to her in many years, but I saw her and she still pulled the
And that's when you
hi.
go, bye.
Yeah. Just. It's so inauthentic and lame and all kinds of all
That's
set
what
with
I
it.
do when I answer the phone when I have a corporate job. Like, this is my normal voice. I'll talk like this, unless I'm doing a character voice for voiceover stuff or like for acting and I, change my thing. But otherwise, I'll be like, hi, you've reached Kelly. How can I help you? Oh, fantastic. Hold on one
Yeah.
second. Yo, in the back, number three, hit yes, the manager will be with you momentarily. Thank you so much. I don't know why I had to use a fake
I was at
phone.
work
I'm like, hey,
the
the
old
old school one
school
too. Like, I'm hanging 10. I'm hanging
pantomiming
10.
the pantomime of the phone and the
Or like
cord.
when you roll up
I
the
was at work
window
one
and the
day.
kids are like, why do you make this motion when you're trying to have someone roll up a window? Because what are you supposed to do? Like, press a button? Like, and you just point it
Because
down?
back in the day,
Right.
we used to have to use arm
Right. So
strength.
then now it's like, okay, well, you don't do that, but if you just like pretend to push a button down, no one's gonna know that means roll down the window.
No. Yeah. I was at work one day and I forget what I was talking about, but I literally was saying, if that fucking guy thinks he's gonna fucking talk like that to me, go fuck yourself. I'm gonna fucking blah, 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 blah. My phone rings and I go, hi, this is Lainey. And the kid I was talking to just starts laughing his ass off and he goes, he's like, I cannot believe that you just fucking switched that.
I don't know if it's just a girl thing or what. Like, I don't know if guys do that, but I definitely have.
No, I think everyone
I for
does
sure
it.
can go straight into my professional voice, like, real quick. And
Yeah.
then I can also hide my
Yeah.
accent real quick, because when I lived in Texas and when I lived in Minnesota, I was so sick of getting asked questions that I was like, hi, this is Kelly Border. You are being directed to. I mean, that's. I'm just not saying my company name, so that I. I mean, I did law. None of those things are things I've actually said. But if I said any more of things I've actually said, then I would just get annoyed at myself because I don't want to talk about law.
Yeah.
I keep making, the I don't know why of the land. My Zoom is like not letting me look at just you. It's also showing me and it never does this. And I can't stop making funny faces at myself because I'm 5.
That's fair. So Bethany is naked on a high rise for PETA.
She sure is.
Homegirl wears leather shoes. How does...
Are they leather or are they pleather?
She wears Louboutins. Louboutin.
Uh-huh. You had it right the first time. You're fine.
Louboutin.
Just keep going. This is fun.
Trying to get the perfect French affectation on it.
Louboutin. Just chain smoking in the back. Louboutin.
Which that is actually a shoe I need to get in the collection.
I would like
because they're so beautiful.
Even I would like a pair of Louboutins. And I'm not a.
And they're supposed to be fairly comfortable.
Yeah, I heard they're really comfortable, and that's the only reason I would ever get a pair. I would do the classic black with the red heel, obviously.
The plaque punk, yeah. Yeah, like Manolo Blahnik, not comfortable.
No, I've heard that heard that Louboutins are actually very easy to walk in and very comfortable. And so it's like definitely, yeah. I mean, I have a pair of Tory Burch riding boots that I've had. I actually just got them back. I had them resold. But I've had them for like 10 years and they're the most comfortable things in the world.
Yeah.
But I would.
I generally stick to Ferragamo because I find that those are the most comfortable and I love them. But I do have a pair of Jimmy Choo's and I can run a marathon in them and they're like 4.5-inch heels.
I got rid of all of my heels after my surgery. Plural. And then I was like, you know, my knees are starting to get better. I think I can wear heels. And I'm like, I don't do anything. I don't go out anywhere fancy. I don't go anywhere where I need to wear heels. So it's like, I'm not going to waste the money on heels if I'm never going to wear them. I'm like,
can I get you a pair of like old lady, like Sophia Petrillo heels?
I'm just running around with a newspaper and a robe. And I'm like, never giving up my heels. Get off the lawn, kids. Get off the lawn. And I'm just sitting there chain smoking, even though I don't smoke. I suddenly become your French person.
Perfect.
I'm like, this is Lainey in best life.
Perfect.
No,
I love it.
You're an asshole. No. Yes. No. No, no.
No, no.
Oui, oui, oui.
No, no,
oui.
No.
And the kids just look at me like, Dad?
Le cactus.
Is Kelly okay? She suddenly got a lot of gray hair and is chain smoking and... There's something on her feet that doesn't, it just doesn't belong. Why does she have a French accent and is yelling Le Cactus over and over again? Are those Virginia Slims? Do they even make those anymore? I just got really into my character
What was the cigarette? Oh, it was like Virginia Slims, but they were actually skinnier than a Virginia Slim.
Parliament?
And they were super
not
long.
Parliament, right?
No. No, Parliaments are the one that have the hollow filter.
I don't know. I think my grandmother always...
Oh, but I knew a girl that smoked them.
I think my grandmother always smoked Virginia Slims, but then everyone in my family smoked, and then real quick, they all got, like, emphysema and shit.
Yeah. No, these are, like, even girlier than Virginia Slims, and I used to watch her smoke them, and I was like, oh, you look so feminine when you smoke that. Meanwhile, I was like, I'll take a Pall Mall, Camel Straight.
When I was, you know, in high school and I tried to, like, smoke a cigarette to fit in, even though I never could, I just pretended to smoke them because I could never inhale because I always, like, cough. So I was just, like, leaving it in my fucking mouth. And I was like, yeah, I'll take a Marlboro Red. And then I just had, like, a pack of Marlboro Reds sitting in my bag. Like, I was actually going to fucking smoke them. They're just sitting there. I'm not going to fucking smoke. Like, gross. But I like then the minute I was around someone at school, I went, oh my God, I'm so cool. No, fuck that. No. Nope. Yeah. I was a fraud, damn it.
I finished my smoking career Yes, you were. I finished my smoking career with Parliament Lights because they were just like, whatever.
It's like me drinking Mick Ultra.
But at some point, yeah. At some point, I smoked unfiltered Pall Malls and unfiltered Camels. I used to roll my own cigarettes.
I know a lot of people that still do that.
And the one cigarette that, yeah, well, it's cheaper. But the one thing that I always love, and I probably would still smoke it because it doesn't taste like a cigarette, is a clove cigarette.
Oh, I like the smell of them.
So delicious.
I actually like the smell. It's
and they're sweet.
It's very weird, but like I have a very specific smell is when you first light a cigarette. That very first instant like spark. I really like that smell. And then once it lights, I'm like, whoa, gross. It's so weird. It's like, why this like one? Yeah. I don't know. But I remember my dad used to smoke.
We're really romanticizing cigarettes.
It's gross.
Guys, don't smoke. It's really disgusting. Bad for you.
I'm not romanticizing anything.
Don't be me.
You're the one romanticizing. All I remember is my parents smoking Marlboro Reds and collecting the tags and like saving all of the tags to send in.
Oh, for the Marlboro bottle.
To get like, I think we got.
I know someone who got a kayak.
I mean, I think like the most my dad got and my mom and dad got was like a duffel bag or something.
I think I got, yeah. So actually, Parliament, I don't know why. I don't know what I signed up for, but I get a package.
It's like every day of my
day.
Life now. I'm like, what's this in the mail? I ordered this? Oh, God.
Yeah, but this was like kind of not before the internet, because I was probably like still in college or freshly out of college. So the internet was around, but not the way that we utilize it now. And I don't know what I signed up for, but a package arrived from Parliament, and it was like a really cool lighter and 4 tickets to go see Santana.
What? How did you get Santana tickets? Yeah.
I didn't go because I don't really like Santana, and I gave them away, but like, yeah, and they were good seats too.
That's so weird.
And I was like, thank you, Parliament Light, for my Santana tickets.
Again, we do not endorse smoking on this podcast. We do not endorse smoking. Exits are on your...
No, smoking is bad,
right,
and I've quit.
I never smoked. I mean, I like, quote unquote, smoked, but I never like smoked.
You pretend smoked to look
cool. I didn't
cool.
inhale.
Yeah.
If you will. I never inhaled. All right. Was that...
All right,
did you like my Bill Clinton? It was terrible. I never inhaled. I'll get it someday. Everybody dies. Fucking playing a trick on us now with his grandfather glasses. That's not the bit signed up for. Sorry, I was watching John Mulaney and he has a whole bit on him. So it's like fresh in my mind. Anyways.
I'm going to be honest, I kind of tuned you out right there for a second. I was looking at my notes and be like, we should
That's
probably
fair.
Get
I tune myself out on a daily basis. So.
So do you want to go to... Yeah. Bethany's house, where the conversation about Turks and Caicos with Julie. Because
yes.
Julie's the best.
Julie. I love her so much. Go ahead.
So, all right. If I was on, let's just say, I would start to get really needy with you, right? You hit it big. You got like these big roles. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, Kelly. Oh, you're on the Today Show? Oh, what about me? What about me? I think if you called me, you're like, you really need to get a hobby. I'd be like, wow, she's a bitch, but I probably.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. I mean, she's kind of bitchy, but she's not wrong.
The delivery could have been better, but. Yeah, I don't. I mean, yeah, I don't. She needs to do something. She's upset. Like, let her have her fucking moment. Like, she worked really hard for this, and now you're just gonna, like, be a shugzy? Get the hell out of here. Jill's a shugzy, not Bethany.
But it's that thing. Yeah. But, like, Jill likes to possess things and people, it feels like.
Well, yeah,
does that
she
make
wants
sense?
To control, she wants to
so
be.
I,
she's like the puppet master in her head, not in. Like, she's not. Successfully, the puppet master, but she's the puppet master.
Yeah. So I've
Okay.
decided something. I cannot date until I watch season three of Real New York Housewives enough. I know
I
I
got
just
you.
fucked
It's
that
fine.
up. To actually see the Jason Hoppe red flags, because one, I am just like Bethany when it comes to relationships. Two, Jason Hoppe is totally my type.
Okay.
And three, I don't really have a third reason. I just know that
Well,
like I never see
I
the
never
red
used
flags.
to, and then I did. It took me a long time. And also, I liked Jason Hoppe for a very, very long
Yeah.
time until I realized when all this stuff came out in court. And so now when I was rewatching it, I was like, oh, I literally, when they were talking about her, you want to skip the part where they just go to, when he buys her the clubs? Yeah. So he
The
buys,
golf
yeah. So he buys her
clubs.
the clubs.
Yeah.
Okay, first red flag. She doesn't say anything about what he does with her that she likes. So she's changing her,
I did
potentially
notice
changing.
that.
She could just be, I mean, he could be doing other stuff too, but it seems like she's changing her interest for him, which I've done for guys and I've lost myself in the process. But then this whole PETA thing. So she's like, yeah, I was naked, but there's no Biva. And so there's only a few things I have to say. When Jason was like, I don't really want her posing nude because this is her body's supposed to be something for us, not for the world. Okay, first off, it's not your body, it's hers, and she can do whatever the fuck she wants with it. If she wants to be full fucking beaver in Playboy, that's her choice. One. Two, she was already in softcore porn, buddy. That sail ha
I don't think he knew about
that
that at
ship
the
has
time.
sailed. And then she said half of their life together is him rolling his eyes at her. And I was like, not cool. Like those things, like those comments, like the body is just yours. And I'm like, no, body's not yours at all. It's not, it's whatever she wants to do with it. And then that's a discussion you guys can have.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. The way I took what he said was, like this is someone that I'm intimate with, and it feels really weird to know that like this person that I'm intimate with is also
But
like it feels more it feels like it should be more
yeah, but
sacred
he
than
knew what he
that,
was getting
which I
into.
guess doesn't sound any better the way I said it,
I think it's
but
because I've had a guy, and it's not like I go around posing nude or doing anything nude. Actually, I hate my body, so I don't do anything. I'm like in sweats all the time. But I have had pa a past boyfriend like say something similar where he's like, oh, it's like our body, and like I want to be the only one to see it, and da, da, da. And I'm like, yeah, like that's so romantic. He just like wants to like protect me and have it just be us, and like that's actually like a manipulative move. Like that, what he's saying, like while I understand, like there could be a good sentiment behind it, like yeah, like I don't want people
Right.
going around seeing John's naked body, but like that's his choice to if he if he's doing it in a tasteful manner, like that's his choice.
Then you gotta stop sending me naked pictures of your boyfriend,
Sorry.
seriously.
My bad. Just can't help it. But like that's a manipulative thing to say, 'cause the thing about manipulation and gaslighting, and this isn't gaslighting, but it eventually becomes gaslighting, is that you make the
Right.
person think that you're coming across as caring, but really you're becoming across as possessive.
That's a really interesting perspective, and I think you're right.
I've
I
dated a
really do.
lot
I just
of
I
possessive, controlling guys. I've slowly started figuring things out.
Yeah. I don't know if
The only thing I had.
I don't know how possessive guys I've dated have been a little bit,
Mine have been
but
crazy.
I more get the I think where I'm very much like Bethany in relationships is I get the guy who's like, oh my God, you're independent, you're successful, and that's so cool, and then that's the thing they fucking hate
Yeah.
about me, like the thing that they're like, that's so cool in the beginning, they turn on me suddenly, and that is the one thing that I on the spin-off I am able to see about Jason Hoppe. But in these beginning moments, and this is why I'm saying, like, moratorium on dating until I can figure out exactly what
I'll
the
help
red
you through.
flags are, because I don't see that as a red flag. But the way you explained it, it
Yeah,
totally
I mean,
is.
my ex-husband.
I'm gonna figure out my relationship
I'm
shit
gonna
here.
say I have never been happier and in a healthier relationship than I am now because I worked through those red flags for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, my ex-husband was the
Yeah.
king of control and manipulation. And then subsequently we're
Yeah.
friends, and then Brent was not manipulative or anything at all. And then John's like the nicest fucking guy on the planet. I'm like, ugh, can you just like be negative for like a little bit? No? Okay. But it's these things where these small little things that start building and building over time, where you start, like, even the golf thing, if that's something, if he's also doing something that she loves and it's like them sharing two different passions, that's great. And I'm all for that. I'm all for doing stuff with your partner that you might not normally do. However, little things like that, when you start to, it becomes bigger and bigger as you go on, because you start changing who you are because you want this to work so much. Like, she wants this relationship to be it. So she starts giving away pieces of herself. And when you give away pieces of yourself, it's really hard to get them back. And so that's what's happening. I know.
Wow. You're Dr. Ruthing
I'm
this
just
shit
saying,
today.
People like Jason Hoppe, I can read them like I'm a fucking whatever X-Men has X-ray vision, because that's. But I will say, her sending them to his work, those photos, man, what an idiot. Like, I don't think there was anything wrong. I mean, I guess you've never been in a corporate scenario, but, like, you don't send even tasteful nudes on a company email.
I guess, like, the thing that I see in him is that he's a little uptight but genuinely amused by her.
I really liked him
but
until,
like,
I'm now in, not now in a healthy relationship, but I'm in general in a healthy space with myself, that before it was like, oh my gosh, like, that's so romantic. He loves her so much. He cares about her. Now I'm like, oh, this break.
Yeah.
Hold up. Not yours.
Yeah.
Let her decide. Okay? Thanks, boo.
Yeah. 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 And I think, I mean, obviously, I think for her, she just so.
She wanted.
It's like the need to be
loved.
Listen,
I get that. I 100% get that. But that's when you start giving away parts of yourself. And, you know, what am I, 34? And I'm just trying to remember who I was before I was married at 21. Like, that's a whole chunk of my life. And I, you know, I wouldn't change it. It shaped me and gave me the experiences. But you give and you give and you give, and then you have nothing left to give, and you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that sentiment. You know, it's just, it's funny how, like, parent relationships with, like, Bethany's relationship with her parents, like, really, like, I think parents sometimes forget that, like, your kid is going to grow up and be in a relationship someday, and you downloading your bullshit into them is going, excuse me, I just burped like a fucking animal. You, like, having that stuff, like, it's going to determine whether or not their relationships are being capable of being healthy. And, like, it really, I mean, it makes me understand where, like, the idea of, like, generational trauma really comes in, you know, because it's so hard to break that cycle once you're in it.
I agree.
So
Jill, Jill
all right.
goes to lunch with Kelly and Lou, and she's like, oh, I, you know, I started to see the human side of Kelly. And then they have this conversation about how, like, Lou and Jill are hanging out all the time, and just like, yeah, I've been staying with Luann. And Luann's like, yeah, she's been staying with me. And then Jill goes, are we the smartest people in America that we sold on top of the market? And I wanted to be like, you saying it like that almost sounds like you did some inside trading. I know you didn't because it's real estate, but, like, maybe just, like, watch how you say things. I don't know.
But people knew that the real estate bubble was going to burst before it burst. So the people in the know
insider
knew.
Trading for real estate.
Which does happen.
No, okay. I mean,
I don't, like, first of all, every time I see the scene with Jill kind of being like, oh, by the way, I like Kelly now, I just think of that part in Clueless where Cher's like, project!
Yes! Yes, queen! No, yeah, that's what it is. She just wants to take someone under her wing so she can be the puppet master and control their every movement.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
When Kelly said she was looking for Mr. Right and not Mr. Right Now, why was that so confusing to them?
I don't know. It's like the first time she ever made sense.
I was like, I don't get why they don't get it. What is happening right now? And I'm just like sitting there like with my notes. Like,
the bitch finally says something right, the right way.
Like, and then Lou's like, I don't know. I don't understand any of her metaphors with Batman and Mr. Right. Come on, boys. 1, 2, 3.
I'm like, yeah, like she went off the rails after that. But like that one sentence, she actually got it right.
And I was like, that's fine.
Which she must be so incoherent all the time to them that like even when she gets it right, they're like,
is it right? Is it? It seems right, but
is it right?
I'm not sure. Right.
You're so wrong all the time that it's like when you say a word too many times and fork. Then all of a sudden the word fork. Doesn't like fork. Make any sense fork. Anymore.
Fork.
Yeah.
That's not a real word. Fork's not a word, silly goose.
Is fork a word?
Silly Billy.
How do you spell that?
So then Kelly's like, oh, I've just been working and writing. But like, isn't her writing working? Like, what other working is she doing besides ripping off jewelry lines and
she's a model. Big famous important model.
Yeah, that's right. Stop.
By the way, can I plug Trader Joe's rhubarb and strawberry soda right now?
It's
fucking delicious. I'm enjoying this shit up.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god,
let
it's
me
so
just
good.
Plug Costco brand Kirkland. Lemon sparkling water. Delicious. Costco. Get yourself a membership. Get you a man that has a membership. I'm with him for the Costco membership. Just kidding, John.
Fuck Costco, and here's why. If I have to show you the card when I check out, I'm not pulling out the fucking card as I walk in. Fuck you. All right? With your exclusivity bullshit. Alright, that's my...
I think you've had a little too much...
Costco. BJ's?
I think you've had a little too much rhubarb tonight, man.
BJ's?
We're gonna have to cut you off.
It's more white trash.
We're gonna have to cut you off from the rhubarb, man. Put it down and exit the building.
I'm just saying, like, because I did have a Costco membership at one point.
Listen.
And I really liked their products. But also, for me, I'm single. There's really zero reason I ever need a big box store like that.
When I was single, I spent $40 a month on groceries, I think.
Yeah. But I had a Costco membership at one point, and like I'd be just like walking into the store, like, I don't know, thinking about cheese or whatever the fuck I'm going to buy. And the woman would stop me and she'd be like, do you have your card? I'd be like, yeah, I have my card. And I'd go, no, you can't come in unless you show me. But I'm going to show them, like, I can't purchase anything without the fucking card. So why would you assume I'm walking in without it? Do you think I'm going to somehow try to, like, do a hit-and-run shopping situation of, like, 900 rolls of toilet paper? Like, what do you think is going to happen once I get in there?
They don't let you have the free samples is what it is. This bitch cannot have free samples. That's what it is.
Maybe I just looked hungry. But you can get the hot dog without the
you
card.
You can go to the food area without the card, yeah. But you pay for it.
I do love that Pat Alcho.
I don't know what you're trying to say, so I can't speak. I can't even help you out.
Pat.
Oh.
Pat from Pat Southern Charm. Is obsessed with Costco hot dogs. Yes,
she's great. My favorite scene is when she had what's his face drive her to McDonald's.
To the McDonald's
drive-thru. And then they park, and he comes to the back and hands her the McDonald's on like a silver platter with like a fork and knife. And I was like, "Is this real life?" And he's like, "With tomato." And he's like, "It doesn't come with tomato; it's ketchup." And the guy's like, "What's this? What is her butler's name?" And now he's like, yeah, Michael's like, ketchup is tomato. I was like, what is happening? Why is this on my TV right now? I mean, don't take it off, but I love it.
I don't know why. Yeah, like, you could get rid of everybody on Southern Charm and just make the show about Pat, and I would watch Michael. It. Like, you could do a 24-hour feed on her, and I would watch it all the time. Yeah.
So, I hate Jill's bangs. Yeah. So now we're at Dog Road is what I hate.
Wait, didn't she have bangs in the other scene? I think they were side too, or no?
I don't think they were frontal bangs. I don't know.
Okay.
I know. Cool. I was thinking as I said it. Hardcore bangs. So now we're at lunch with Jason and Bethany, and they're talking about Jill, and Bethany says that they have a very normal relationship, which makes me sad. Now she's worried that Ramona's right about being the underdog and with Jill.
I believe that was one of my pins from last season.
And then we kind of go back and forth between their lunch and then the lunch with Luann, Kelly, and Jill.
Yeah.
And said, okay, so then they talk about Kelly's lawsuit, and Kelly said everything was dismissed. Fun fact, you can't do community service and have something dismissed. It's like settled or whatever. Like, correct. Dismissed means there was no charges. You didn't, because then when Lou was like, did you have to do community service? And I was dying laughing because I was like, you will soon, Lou. You will soon. How's that master packet? Get ready for it. But you don't do.
I know. She should have been like, by the way,
the mustard inside the bologna sandwich. Just FYI. But then Lou's like,
Mr. Right, not Mr. Right Now, told me that.
Kelly's like, I just realized it made me realize any boundaries. And then Luann's like, well, what kind of guy walks to the police station? And then I still don't get, like, I really hope America wasn't stupid enough to be like, oh, it was dismissed. She didn't do anything wrong. Like, no, she had to do community service. That means that the judge did not rule in her favor.
I think even if in this episode they thought it was dismissed, by the end of the season, they're all on board with she definitely did something.
Sorry, I'm just thinking when you said on board of Ramona doing turtle time, I just got really excited.
Turtle time. Yeah. So do they then go back to Bethany where she talks about the Today Show?
This is the back and forth part. And how Jill called them and was like, why does Bethany get to be on it and not me?
What the fuck? Who does that?
But she needs to get a hobby.
I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine being so jealous of someone to actually ruin your reputation with like a national daily show by pulling that? If my best
friend got asked to do something like that, I would be like, that's awesome. Like, congrats. Like, not, why not me?
Yeah. And listen, it's okay to be jealous. Like, it's completely okay to be envious of someone getting that kind of attention and that kind of success. But for you to try to tear them down as a result,
No, not cool.
It's a level of crazy I don't have, apparently, so I'm doing good.
I have many levels of crazy, and that's not one of them.
Yeah, I feel like this is a season where, like, if you can, like, they're a barometer for crazy. Jill and Kelly Ben Simone are the barometer for crazy this season. And if they, like, if, you know, it's the opposite of what they would do that you would do, you're doing fine.
You're doing okay, kid. Keep your spirits up, boys.
Yeah.
So then Luann says that the divorce is the hardest thing she's ever been through. And I was like, ugh, just wait. It gets worse, honey. It doesn't get better for you.
Is it weird that she asked, are you okay with getting divorced? Mm-mm. It's a weird question, right?
How she phrased it is weird. Okay. Sorry, I'm finishing this Pringle. I'm starving.
Okay.
How she phrased it was weird, but, like, going through a divorce is, like, a really, it's a different experience. Like, it sucks, but then it doesn't suck, but then it sucks. And so, usually you say, like, you know, because, and Kelly had been through the divorce, usually you phrase it in a way, like, hey, like, how's the divorce going? You doing okay? Like, what's, you know, what's going on?
Right.
So, that's what she meant. Because that's, like, a very common conversation amongst divorced people. Because it's like, oh, well, this is what happened to me. Like, this is what you could expect. Like, lawyers do this. Like, it's, like, a very normal conversation to have. She just phrased it in a very idiotic way.
Yeah. Also, I noticed that her eyes look kind of droopy and glassy during that scene. Just throwing that out there.
We know. We know what we know. And if you don't know, then now you know.
And then we go to couples yoga. So I guess Jason did do some of Bethany's things.
Good call. And so did Cookie. A little borrowing. Cookie's a little borrowing.
Fucking Cookie.
I was like, get sand on Jason's egg. Get.
Kicking sand in his. Cookie knew. Because she never liked him. Remember, they had to bring in the special person. Never,
if
Cookie
dogs don't
knew.
Like you, they're not a good person. Just saying. They can sniff that shit.
I mean, my dogs would like jump in anyone's lap that wasn't me because they're dickheads, but. Teddy is actually my barometer for that. Like, I bring every new boyfriend to meet Teddy. Not always. I mean, for the most part, he gets it right.
I mean, yeah, no one can be perfect. Not even horses. Now, I just picture, like, Teddy being, like, Mr. Ed, like, it's not the guy for you, Lainey. He's not the guy for you.
Well, when he met my ex-boyfriend, who was a nice guy, but, like, he kind of said hi to him, and Teddy just goes, like, looks at him, and then just literally spins around in the stall and, like, would not interact
That's
with him.
Awesome.
And I was like, oh. Yeah, he's a very good judge of character.
What did Teddy think of me? That I was terrified of him.
He liked you. No, he liked you. He was nice to you, though. Like, Teddy's a very...
No, I was just... Yeah. I had this fear.
Teddy has no problem being visibly dickish to people.
I love that.
There was this woman at our old barn... who she was a psychopath and apparently had a Playboy spread somewhere, but like she was a wicked psychopath. Nice catch of the Pringle. He fucking hated her, like hated everything about her. And at one point, like she walked by him and he just starts going, which I was like, holy fuck, dude. And I had to turn to them and be very careful with Teddy around him because I would never ever say that he would kick anybody, but like I feel like he might try to kick her someday. Like that's how much he fucking hates her.
That's so crazy. Animals are great judges of people. If Sammy doesn't like you,
and Teddy
Sammy
has
likes
a,
fucking everything. If Sammy doesn't like you, there is something fucking wrong with you.
Yeah. Teddy doesn't like a lot of people.
Oh, so like you.
In general, but like when he really, yeah. We have the so same personality. Same person.
Sammy's anxious. Yeah, Sammy has personality. OCD. We're fine. Sammy has allergies to the environment. So do I. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's also like, I don't know. It's really interesting to watch him react to people he's never met before.
I love him.
He's like, I always know.
Teddy knows. I mean.
So now we get to the best scene. Wait, did you have something else to add?
This scene just reminds me of John in the position on the couch. It cracks me up. He's just like such a. Oh, I love him. He's so cute. But he was like really visibly, he was like, keep it on, don't pause. And I was like, what is happening over there? And he was like, it makes me so uncomfortable. And I was like, yeah, he doesn't like drama. I love it. And I was like, oh man,
I love it too, but I've definitely been in that conversation.
Oof. I mean, I was just sitting there like, so, all right. So we pull up in the skinny girl VW.
Yeah.
I mean,
awesome. Which is fine. It's cute.
I was there for it. And then she was talking to Jason as Jason drives away in the convertible VW bug with skinny girl logo. And she's like, you look very masculine, sweetie. So I was like, oh, that's a good sport of him. Not going to lie. So the first thing he does is calls Bethany out. Like, Bethany doesn't even get to fully sit down. And she's like, oh, let's just get this out of the air. Are you paying or am I paying? And I was like, what is this about? Like, why is she? And then she's like, you know, because the surfing comment made me really upset. And I was like, oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, like, that. I don't even think, like, I know some pretty wealthy people, right? I don't think if I invited them to go surfing or really anything, they would ever be like, oh, you got this, right? Or, like, just leave without, because they...
No, I would never assume anyone is paying for me.
They're, being wealthy doesn't mean entitlement. No. Well, it does.
But, like, if I, except for dating... Like when, like first dates, like if you invite me out on a date, then I'm going to assume you're paying for me. That being said, yes, when I first start dating, if I ask to go somewhere, or even in relationships, if I'm like, I really want to do this. And then I'm like, it's something I really want. And like, say it's expensive. I'm like, it's something I really want to do. I'm not going to make you pay for it because it's something I really want to do. But it's not like. There's this thing where, like, if whoever asks is the one to pay, like, that's fucking weird. Just assume you're paying for yourself. Like, with my friends, we always just either split it equally or, like, whatever it is, get our own tab or someone gets it and then the next person gets it next time. But it's just like, oh, it's so, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Entitled?
No. The fact that she was calling her out, no, spoiled? It's not even the right word because that's not what it is. It's more like it's tacky. It's she's being tacky.
Mm, yes.
Like if you're really that you have that much class, you wouldn't be bringing up something like that.
First of all, you don't talk about money when you actually have class. Exactly. Just saying. I don't know. It's so funny to me because I'm like, I just can't imagine ever going somewhere and maybe drinks, maybe dinner. But if I went somewhere, especially if something was over a certain like, dollar value, event.
Like it's not,
it's inappropriate.
Like if we went to goat yoga, I wouldn't be like, you got this goat yoga, right? Like goat yoga's on you. No, like that's just weird. Like that's not how society works. It's fucking weird. So then.
Yeah, unless I was like, hey, I got you a thing for goat yoga. And you're like, oh, how much do I owe you? Exactly. You don't owe me anything. Like, that's.
Exactly.
That's how the conversation's supposed to go.
And then, you know. When Beth,
And by the way, she acts like Bethany went around town and said it. Like she just made an offhanded funny remark about
And
it.
then Bethany calls her out right back on something and proves a point, and Luann goes, "It doesn't matter anyways. It doesn't matter." And it's like, "Oh, well, now it doesn't matter because she's calling you out. But it mattered 2 seconds ago when you did the exact same fucking thing."
Yeah.
Cat,
Yeah.
no.
Well, yeah, because this is the
It's
season where Bethany
the
is a
Kelly Ben
monster.
Simone of it all.
Like, that's how
It's
we're gonna
exactly
paint
what it is.
her.
It's the Kelly Ben Simone of it all.
Yeah.
It's, "I don't have a leg to stand on, so I'm just gonna say, stop, everything's fine, everything's okay." And then Bethany's gonna be like, "I left that feeling dirty
Yeah.
because I just wanted it to be over and I didn't like," she felt like she had to lie because no matter what she said, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Well, so this conversation, I kind of took a perspective on this conversation, right? Because Luann says, "Darling, I just can't be friendly with you if this is the sort of thing you're going to do," which is basically the warning and the threat that if you don't fall in line and respect the hierarchy that we've created or that Jill and I have created, you're
Right.
fucking out, you know? And good for Bethany, who is just like, "Watch this shit. You're a whore. And
I fucking loved
everybody knows
that.
it."
You're a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. If when you're cool, Luann, you're cool. But don't be this. She's like, "If you're cool, Luann, I'm down." Like that first time
Yeah.
we met you, I was like, "Oh, this girl's cool." But now you're all holier than thou and blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah. And like, you're giving your numbers out. You're doing this. Don't be a hypocrite. Just own it. Just own it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. And then, like, the skinny girl, the Hermes belt. And, well, they don't pay me to wear the Hermes
Yeah.
belt. So you paid $3,000 for a belt because you're a
And even
moron.
Beth,
Belts are stupid, by the
I
way. I
have a
hate
belt
belts.
and it's only literally to prevent my pants because none of my clothes fit. And I don't even wear it. I'm like, meh, I'll just keep pulling them up. But, and even Bethany was like, "I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general." Like she was like, she made it a point to be like, "I'm
Yeah.
not calling you out." And then it's like, and she's like, "Well, they're not paid." It's like, yeah, you're right. Bethany is getting paid. So who wins?
Yeah.
The one paying or the one getting paid? She's here and you're here. Sorry, Lou,
Yeah.
you're on the bottom.
I bet Lou likes the bottom,
Lou
though.
is a bottom.
No, I feel like I think actually she's like a
I
true
think she's like
top.
a true mix. She just wants to fucking get laid. It doesn't matter how. She doesn't fucking care. Doesn't care where it goes. She just wants it.
A la carte, whatever
Right?
you're
She's like,
into.
"Oh, I'm into the Eiffel Tower, aren't you?" No.
Well, I was married to a French diplomat. Eiffel Towers all
Oh, have
around.
you ever heard of a double decker?
Wait, what's a double
It's actually nothing
decker?
to do with sex. It's just like when guys, frat guys in general, poop on the toilet but leave the toilet seat down. So it's just like a double decker. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I call that the upper decker,
Actually, it might be
which
what it's called.
I'm so gross. It's kind of my dream to get into somebody's house that I really fucking hate and just do an upper decker in their bathroom.
I would love that journey for you. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but it's gonna happen. I'm gonna make your dream come true. This is your make a wish.
Yeah, like it would bring me such great joy to do that. Like just someone truly awful. Like not just like someone who's a little bit awful. Like maybe the girl who kissed me atop of my head when I asked her repeatedly not to.
Boundaries.
Like she deserves an upper
Right, and it's
decker.
not like, I mean, there are worse
Right.
things you can do.
You kiss me when I ask you not to, I'm gonna shit in the
I'm a
top of your
pooper, you
toilet.
ask me not to, and by ask me not to, I mean assume I
Yeah.
won't and
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know what an upper decker is, just so you don't have to Google it and be horrified by the images, it's not necessarily pooping on the thing, it's pooping in the upper tank where the fresh water is. And so when you flush the toilet, everything comes out. You have to replace the toilet.
So gross. So gross.
Yeah. It's but it's a really funny thing to do to terrible people.
Hey, don't be terrible and you won't have it happen to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Everyone's turned off
Well,
their
yeah.
radio.
If you've made it this far, thanks for listening. Again, we are at the end.
Yeah. I do respect how mature Bethany is in these scenarios because I would have like been breaking the bottle on the bar and like threatening her
This like
life.
this poor girl just sits down into conversations where she's just getting attacked before she can even like get a fucking breath in. I would be like,
Yeah,
oh
and
no,
I
and
think
I'll just
with
walk away.
Lou, like,
I can't.
yeah, like with Kelly Ben Simone, I think she was expecting a confrontation, so she was ready for it. But like, she was like, "Oh, I'm meeting you for a drink. I'm being a good
Right.
girlfriend." It's like, pow, wham, pop.
I don't want a basket. I want a hug.
I
Give me
want
a
a ba- You know
fucking
what? I
basket.
want a basket. I don't
Me
want a
either.
hug. Baskets are
They're
lovely. There's usually
things.
like mustards and
Or they
stuff
could
in
be like
them and little
alcohol
salamis.
baskets, or they could be edible arrangements.
I don't
Well,
drink, but
I'm just thinking of like what baskets you most likely wear.
edible arrangements are
Or
fine,
like a spa basket.
but I would like ooh. No, actually, I don't like a spa basket because I find it personally offensive when people give me soap as a
That's
gift.
a real weird thing to take personal offense to, but you ride that horse.
What are you, why are you giving me soap
Because no
as a
one knows what to
gift? What are
give.
you trying to tell
Nothing.
me?
It's just a gift people are like, meh, I don't know. Soap.
That's a terrible gift. You're telling someone to go bathe. Like you, I would only give soap to someone that I was like, you fucking stink. Use
I
this.
think soap's just like become like a stocking stuffer or whatever lately. Like, soap's expensive. You want to buy me fucking
Yeah.
soap? Buy me soap. I need some hand soap. I have a lot of allergies. Shit's not cheap.
Yeah, no, if like I am personally offended when people decide to give me soap as a gift. And listen, I know I don't shower that much, but like
I'm getting you fucking soap.
I will make you drink it. I will do an Upper Decker in your bathroom.
John does not deserve that. I might deserve it, but he does not. He is a
Right.
saint. You leave that man alone.
That's
I might be
fair.
a dick,
That's fair.
but he does not deserve that. I'll have to
Right,
find
that's
another
fair.
form of punishment that only impacts me. And not a family of four.
But yeah, like I'm impressed by how cool and calm she can stay in certain
It's almost like she
situations.
goes into shock. Like, not like legitimate shock, but like, you know when like shock, like when you get really, really hurt and your body doesn't have a chance to like catch up to the pain, so you're just kind of like frozen? It's almost like that. It's like the what do they
Yeah.
call it? The
Calm
like the
and chaos.
reptilian brain. Like you have the fight, flight, or freeze, and you're just
Yeah.
like, all right, I'm just gonna sit here and take it in. And then it's like suddenly halfway through, she's like, and okay. All right. Caught up. This is crazy. I'm not gonna engage. But then she's and then she then
Yeah.
then it finally snaps and she's like, bah, you're a whore. And then all I can think of is and even though
Which is
all I can
fucking
think of, and I
great.
never even watched New Jersey, is I think it's New Jersey, right? You're a prostitution whore. Right? There's.
Oh, I love
Okay, I was right.
Teresa.
Okay,
Yes,
good.
yes, yes. That
You're a
prostitution whore
prostitution
is
whore.
absolutely
Yep,
New
all right.
Jersey. But like
Oh,
the
yeah, that's a
table
table
goes up.
flip.
I would do it, but then like everything would fly off my table
Oh,
and that would
that's
suck.
an iconic
But
scene. Y'all should Google
yeah.
that shit.
Oh,
Google
absolutely.
Real Housewives of
Yeah,
New Jersey prostitution whore and Google Real Housewives of New York Luann getting arrested. For a good laugh. That's your homework, kids. Enjoy.
yeah, Jersey has so many iconic moments like that. I mean, they have like hair pulls, but like the hair pulls heard around the world. Not like this Potomac hair pull that everyone's all crazy about. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Nope.
Like, just, they're insane. Like, they have ties to mob. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
Which, we haven't plugged this in a while, but I feel like I need to since we brought up New Jersey. Ben and Ronnie of Watch What Happens.
I think we brought them up last week.
Interviewed.
I think so.
Did we? Well, we haven't brought them up today.
Fair point.
That's what matters. So they did an interview with Kim D from Jersey last week, and it's good. Go listen to it because she is so insane. So
I am all for that.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, I think this is the first episode that we've done where I've been like, "What do you mean it's the end?"
Yeah,
like when I was watching it, I was like, "Wait,
I haven't been
that's
like that
it?
In a while." And I was like, "Oh, I want to watch another one." But then I was like, "If I watch it now, then I'm not going to take notes, and then I'm going to forget."
Yeah.
So, but that does wrap up this
good season
episode.
Yeah, we're done. I'm done. Bye.
I'm tapping out of this one. It's all you, Lainey.
So thank you for listening. Please follow us on our social media platforms at And Now We Said It, www.andnowwesaidit.com for our website. Please follow or please go over to projectcomeback.org and consider donating. And definitely listen to Kelly's other podcast, The Best Mediocre Morning Show, which I listened to this week's episode, and I was
Yay,
laughing a lot.
Good. You should check out the blog for that one, because I write a corresponding blog with each week, and I actually have screenshots on there of some real applications we received for the position, and whew, they are doozies. And so I added some, you know, some slight commentary, if you will. Maybe some making fun of them. You know, a little something.
Do you think these people are going to listen to it?
But all I have to say now on my end is make sure you follow us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever listening device you listen to your podcasts on. And please check out my website.
Wait, did I just say that?
I think you just had to follow our Instagram
I didn't say that.
Or our social media accounts. It'd be nice if they subscribe to the podcast, too.
I'm so bad
yeah,
at
I'll
this.
Just, I'm just going to record an outro, and we'll just automatically insert that.
That would probably be smart.
We'll talk about it.
Because I get tired.
I'm so hungry.
I'm not young.
I'm not either.
I know I look young because of the Botox, but like
I'm not young. Either.
My brain's
this is
going.
My bedtime. Anyways, so yes, please check out projectcomeback.org. Donate if you can. Every little bit matters. Go to my website, www.kellporter.com. Check out what I've been up to. Go to the bestmediocremorning.com, and you can listen to our podcast episodes there. And that's all I have for today, folks.
See you next week.
Bye.